Stacey Abrams was a vocal supporter of Medicaid expansion during her time in the Georgia General Assembly, and now she's made it a key issue in her campaign for governor. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we'll take a closer look at Abrams' healthcare platform. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So Andy, Stacey Abrams said her first priority if she's elected governor would be to expand Medicaid, and she recently told the New York Times it will help every facet, every community. So what does she mean there? How would expanding Medicaid help our communities, and who stands to benefit?
Thanks, Lauren. Basically, what Abrams is saying is there have been more than 30 states that have expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Here in Georgia, for the uninsured, it would mean at least 300,000, and we've seen estimates up to 600,000 or 700,000 Georgians would go from uninsured, without coverage, to having Medicaid coverage. Now, what that would mean for them, obviously, is that with insurance comes better access to doctors and to medical care. So they would seek care more readily than if they were still uninsured. So that's one positive thing for public health. Another thing is we've talked a lot about the plight of rural hospitals, of their financial struggles. Well, it would turn a lot of their patients from uninsured and not paying their bills to having this coverage that would cover their medical expenses when they go to the hospital.
And in contrast, the Republican candidates, Brian Kemp and Casey Cagle, remain pretty adamantly opposed to Medicaid expansion. But they say they support Georgians having better access to health care. So what approach are they advocating?
I think they're looking at free market solutions. I mean, they talk about the private sector getting more involved rather than having a big Obamacare remedy. They say that Obamacare has been a failure, and they point to rising premiums and costs for Americans. They're also talking about giving Georgia more flexibility, like under a Medicaid waiver, which is basically a federal approval of a state's individual plan for health care in that particular state.
So is focusing on health care a winning strategy for Abrams? Have you spoken to anyone who has any insight into that?
Well, it's interesting. The Democrats do believe that this is going to be somewhat of a winning issue in the sense that they know or they can talk about Republicans trying to repeal Obamacare and also repealing or finding unconstitutional the protections for people with pre-existing conditions. A big majority of Americans believe in those protections for people with health conditions, and so Democrats are going to emphasize that in their ads. Abrams' idea of promoting Obamacare's expansion of Medicaid, even if she's elected, it would still have to be passed by the General Assembly, and the General Assembly is controlled by Republicans, and we believe that'll continue after this upcoming election, and so that'll be a stiff challenge for her, even if she's elected.
Well, it certainly will be interesting to watch how this all plays out. Andy Miller is the editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This has been the Georgia Health Report. Any opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of WUGA-FM or the UGA College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, visit our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Lauren Baggett.